All right, ladies and gentlemen, today I am here with your favorite rapper's favorite rapper, your favorite rapper's most swagger jacked rapper, Valet, and his esteemed manager, Andrew Barber.
Hey, I'm happy to be back. Thanks for having me back.
Happy to have you back. Now, Valet, I got to say before we even get started that I had one of my most traumatic interviewing experiences with you. A fucking intern deleted the interview we did, good hour-long podcast, and I'm still hurt.
Yeah, I heard. I heard all the audio is gone, right? All the audio
it
or something
was done.
Like that, yeah.
He deleted the file, and my feelings are still all fucked up over it because that was a classic moment that we had.
Is he still with the squad or no?
Yeah, he somehow made his way back into our good graces, I'm not going to lie. We fucking dismissed him for a while,
okay. And
he kept trying to hang out and do shit for free, and eventually we started hanging out with them again.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got to keep them around. It's just a small mistake. We'll get, we're here now, so we're good.
Valet, how was your set? How's your Rolling Loud experience been?
It was dope. It was a real nice set. It was 25 minutes sharp, though. It was a couple songs I wanted to do that I didn't get to do, like 2 16s and Woozy. New joint I got called Woozy.
How do you feel like the crowd received you? Do you feel like they were fucking with you or what? What's the crowd like out there?
Yeah, hell yeah, they was fucking with me. Yeah. You know, but the crowd everywhere really be fucking with me. But here, I did see some points where they was really like fucking with me and, you know, starting the mosh pit, shit like that, you know.
Yeah. Mosh pit's going crazy out here.
Yeah. He brought out 10K.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
10K came out and danced. Queen Key came out and performed.
That's
amazing. And Matt Ox.
I spoke with her.
Our homie Matt Ox.
Yeah. Wow, good. That's good peoples. Yo, do you dance?
No. No. Hell no.
Dancing is big in rap right now.
I know. But shit, no. I don't. I thought about it.
I feel like you
I
make,
thought about
you
hitting
music
some hitting some moves.
Dance.
Yeah.
You know, to a certain extent. I feel like I could see you doing a little bit of a shoulder.
But then,
shoulder motion.
Yeah, but then me, myself, I'd be dry.
Damn, definitely. So when you're in Miami, what's like the nightlife like for a man such as yourself? Do you hit the clubs, the after parties, or are you more chill?
No, I'm in the clubs. I'm in, I just be outside a little bit, you know. I'm always eating at 4 in the morning. I go to sleep like 5, 6 in the morning here.
5, 6 in the morning, that's late night for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you as a manager? Tell me, how is Valet as a client? Is he a difficult person to deal with, or is he a good client?
I think what you have to find is a good coach-player type of balance. You know what I mean?
Because keep me on my P's and Q's.
Yeah.
You're Phil Jackson.
You know, I like to kick it. I like to kick it. I like to hang out. I like to party. But like, you know, learning to be a manager, something that I hadn't done before, is different. You know what I mean? You have to wear a different hat, and so you have to like, when I'm with him, it's business.
Definitely.
Not always business. We kick it a lot. Like we kicked it today, just on some. On some homie shit.
I can't get him to smoke dope, though. I can't get him to smoke no weed.
You ain't smoking weed with him?
I haven't smoked any weed with him yet.
No, why?
When we get a platinum, I'll say that if we get a gold or platinum plaque, I'll smoke weed with him.
Somebody got to get their bots working on Spotify right now. Let's get Andrew Barber high as hell.
We're close on Womp Womp.
Yeah.
But when we get a plaque, I'll smoke a blunt with him. Maybe
definitely.
I'll take a couple hits.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
like freak out and be weird.
Whole blunt.
Yo, I'm not going to be super direct with this question, but let's just say that there was a leak that came out the other day suggesting that you might have a song on the way with a very famous female pop star. Are there any truth to these rumors?
Talking about the Billie Eilish song?
Yes, I am talking about the Billie Eilish leak. Thank you, Andrew Barber, for saying it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The producer that I came out with, Chase the Money, you know, one of the producers. I also came out with Rio Mac, you know, but Chase the Money, I guess. I do a good job on his production, so
he's a big fan.
Sometimes people, you know, they shoot to Chase the Money, and you know, so I do have a file with some vocals on it. It sounds nice. I haven't rapped on it yet, though.
You're just hopping on the beat. You're not really concerned about where it ends up, or are you?
No. I really just do it for the love of music. You know, it take a while for me to register like who else is really on it. You know, so. But just does it sound good, and it sounds crazy already. So, and the reason I haven't rapped on it yet is I want to know, like, I just want to say the best shit on it. So,
definitely.
Which I will
crazy.
If I rap on it. It's record. It's nice.
I believe it.
The record is super crazy. And shout out to Billie. She put us on her Apple playlist.
Yeah.
The one that came out on the front page.
Yeah.
Like, wow, really? That's crazy.
Yeah,
she's
like
showing love. Yeah.
She's like on the top 15 songs. So
wow.
Shout out to her. Shout
That's
out to Chase Money as well.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Damn, yo, so how y'all feeling about the state of Chicago rap right now? It feels like there's a whole lot of good heat coming out. It's a healthy scene. I ain't been out there in a minute. I got to get my flight booked.
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I think we're having a changeover. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like 2012, 2013, that was a new crop, a new era of artists came through. You had, you know, from everybody from Chance, Keith, Dirk, Louie, to Chance the Rapper, Vic Mensa, and everybody. And now it's like a new scene coming through.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like they did their thing, right. And it's a lot of new artists.
Cowboy
so.
Now, yeah.
A lot of it's very eclectic. When you think about it, you got Valet blowing up, you got Juice WRLD blowing up, you got somebody like Lil Zay Osama. You know, we got many, many different sides being represented in Chicago right now. It's a good
King
time.
Vaughn, Cowboy, Polo G.
Polo G.
Cowboy taking off. Yeah. Cowboy taking off.
Super, super lit. All right, well, what do you guys got planned for tonight? What's the move?
Clubs.
The clubs.
And no, I'm finna march around here a little longer.
All right.
Like for another 30, 45, probably.
If you ask Valet for a photo out here, are you likely to get a photo, or are you going to be like, nah, get the hell away from me?
No, I'll be giving out the photos, you know. Then people be working with me, so if they want the photo, they kind of like walk with you, or they'll walk ahead.
You can get a photo, just run the Spotify plays up.
Yeah.
Or Apple Music, or any
run
streaming service. We're not endorsed
up.
Here.
All the above. Shout out to Audio Mac, too.
Well, actually, you know? Yes, that is a very good point. Audio Mac would be a much better place than either of those locations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We love everybody, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey. Much love to Valet, Andrew Barber, keeping the scene alive, doing big things. Man. Appreciate you guys.
And congrats to you, man.
Hey, yeah, you mean it?
Dude.
That means a lot,
man.
You've
been kicking ass, bro.
We're doing what we can out here.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Audio Mac. Appreciate you guys. Peace.